Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Big Screen, Little Screen is back. We are here with Susie Lyon. I'm Kat Cullen. I'm here to talk about everything that is going on your Little Screen this week. Susie, have you had a great break and have you been catching up on some good TV?
G'day, Kat. Happy New Year. Absolutely. You know I've been rugged up at home on the sofa watching every single thing I can get my hands on.
Okay, great. This is Saltburn and it's available now on Prime. Out now. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right. So Felix is rich beyond comprehension, but he's kind. So when he notices that his less than lucky classmate Oliver has, you know, not really many friends, he befriends him. Oliver opens up about his family situation and Felix says, "Hey, come stay with my aristocratic family at Saltburn, the family home." Now, when I say family home, I mean castle. It's where Oliver can relax. He can have no worries during his summer break. Soon, however, their worlds are turned upside down by a series of events that engulf Felix's family.
Yeah, this one is not quite so straightforward. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I had them hang up an old school dinner jacket. We dressed for dinner here.
It was like black tie.
I think I like you even more than last year's one.
You're so,
So what?
Real.
Can't have been easy for Venetia. With you being a mother.
Why?
So, Susie, would you say that this is a great one for all the family?
Absolutely not. This one's got so many controversies as well as three very shocking scenes. So do not watch this one with your parents and do not watch it with your kids. This is for adults only.
Got it.
And definitely not for a family viewing session. It's directed by Emerald Fennell, who also directed a movie called Promising Young Woman. Very, very good film. So this movie stars Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi, as well as standout performances from Rosamund Pike, Carey Mulligan, and Richard E. Grant. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but at the ending scene, there's some dancing and the song Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis-Bextor. So if you are wondering, why have I been hearing that song lately? It's because of the ending scene in this movie.
You know that I love the behind the scenes info. What did you find out behind the scenes about this one?
Always got to find something out about the movies that we talk about. Filming of Saltburn took place in a grade one listed country house in Northamptonshire in England. It's called Drayton House. It's actually a medieval mansion built in 1328. And the choice to film here was very, very intentional. The director wanted an unfamiliar place to film, something we'd never seen before. And this building is considered a well-kept secret in the architecture world. The contract to film here includes the stipulation that no other filming would take place there in the future, making it unlikely that we're going to see this particular castle again in a film, and it adds to that secretive charm.
Let's move on from Saltburn, which is, as you say, a movie out on Prime, and we'll jump over to Sky Show to look at a very quirky one. This is Renfield.
Yeah, this one is out now. It's an action comedy with characters inspired from that Dracula universe, and it is on Sky Show now. Renfield is a tortured aide, and he's been serving the narcissist Dracula for centuries, procuring his master's prey and doing his every bidding. But now Renfield plans on a life outside of the shadow of the Prince of Darkness.
Or as he puts it, he's trying to get out of a toxic relationship. Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
Thank you. You saved my life. Did I watch you cut a guy with a decorative serving platter?
It's all in the wrist.
Let me explain.
My boss gave me this power. In return, I tend to his needs, including care, feeding.
You bring him people to eat?
I see some famous faces in this one.
Absolutely. This one is starring Nicholas Holt from Skins. It's got Awkwafina, and Nicolas Cage is the very, very good Dracula.
What do we know about the filming of this one?
So interestingly, when I was Googling about this, I found out that filming took place in New Orleans, and I thought, aren't all, it seems like there's a law that you have to film all vampire movies in New Orleans, because you've got Interview with the Vampire, that was filmed in New Orleans. And then a couple of TV shows, Mayfair Witches and The Originals, they're all vampire-based media and they're all filmed in that area. So I think it's the law that you have to film in New Orleans to make a vampire movie.
I guess so. So Renfield, that movie is out on Sky Show. You can catch that now. A very quirky one with some great actors in there. And also Saltburn, that's on Prime, also out now. A couple of great movies on your small screen. Susie, thank you very much for our little rundown. We'll catch you next week for more from the big and little screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.